you know what that means, everyone. It's me, the Sonic 1245 here, back again doing my third podcast, which I'm so excited to be back doing. A lot of people have been asking me, where's your third podcast? Why is it not yet? Well, my computer has been crapping out a lot, so I am finally back here doing my third podcast. I have my window open, my door is locked, so, I have been playing this for a while. And I mean a long, long time I've been waiting to do this. So we are finally here. We are finally on the third podcast. So I do have my YouTube/LP. I should put podcast on here too. Things I'm going to talk about. But before I do any, and I mean any of this stuff, we need some Sonic history, don't we? This is actually the third episode of Sonic History. Hold on, I gotta take my retainers out. Okay. Yeah, my voice sounds a little different. I just took my retainers out. So, we're gonna, pretty much I'll be going through, each character for podcasts, and then after I'm done with that, I don't know what else I'm gonna do in the podcast, but right now we are gonna be going with Sonic the Hedgehog. This one will be probably longer than any other one that I've done. I think I did, like, maybe an hour and some minutes. But we are going to be going to Sonic the Hedgehog. Supersonic speed he has, as known as, I'm not sure how to say this, because it's in Japanese, and it's something in something else. And then Blue Blur, and then his species is a Hedgehog. He is a male. He weighs 77 pounds. He's 3'4". His stats are Hero Sega. He's Sega's mascot. His first appearance was in Sonic the Hedgehog. Other appearances: Sonic Easter, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic Chaos, Sonic Spinball, Sonic CD, and so on and so forth. His specialty is running at supersonic speed. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm gonna talk about. There's some other stuff here, and I don't know if I'm going to show you this, but sometime I will. Actually, I have my video camera right in front of the computer, so if you guys hear me talking, I'm like, hey, I'll say, hey, I'm podcasting, then you guys know that I'll be recording myself with my camera for about 15 minutes. Now, Sonic has a lot of stuff, so I'm going to try to explain this to you. Okay, so after the character stats and everything, it tells you about them. It shows you them of, like, what he was in. The first one is Sonic the Hedgehog in 1991. 1992, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 came out, and he's in supersonic form. 1993, Sonic the Hedgehog Chaos. Now, Sonic is jumping in the air with his thumb up. Sonic Spinball, he's holding a really weird-looking Chaos Emerald, and Sonic looks really bad in that. Sonic CD came out in 1983, he's pulling down his gloves. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 came out in 1984, and he's holding up three fingers and putting his other hand on his hip. Sonic Drift, he's in a car. Sonic Labeth, he's curling into a ball. Sonic 3D Blast, he's a 3D Sonic running in place. Sonic the Fighters looks like a paper mold of Sonic, and he's holding up two fingers. Sonic Drift came out in 1995, so did Sonic Libreth, and then 1996 Sonic 3D Blast came out. Sonic the Fighters came out in 1996, and the first Sonic game born on my year was 1997, and that was Sonic Jam, so that's pretty cool. And then Sonic Adventure came out in 2001, 2003 Sonic Battle came out, or Sonic Adventure 2. Okay, I don't know. 2007, Sonic and the Secret of Rings came out. In 2008, Sonic Unleashed, and it shows half Sonic, half Warthog. Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing, he's in a car. Sonic Unleashed came out in 2008. Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing came out in 2010. 2010, Sonic Free Riders came out. He has glasses, he's on the hoverboard. Sonic Generations, one of the best games of all time, came out in 2011. And also this other one, Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games. Next, we will be talking about Tails. Hold on a second, okay? Okay, everyone, I'm back. Sorry about that. I had a quick interruption. So I have some stuff here that I want to talk about, but I have something that I'm waiting for the end, so this might come to a shock of you, and if you guys already know this, well, you guys are ahead of my life, and you know a lot about me. I think this is the first thing that you guys probably need to know. If you guys have any ideas for my fans on YouTube, because Commander Mighty 456s are called Commander Mites, I don't know what else, I'm asking you guys for names for my fans, and if you guys don't know my name, and if you don't barely listen to the beginning, my name is the Sonic1245. If you guys can think of names, let me know. If you guys listen to my podcast, and you guys go to my school or my church, you guys can tell me when you get there, or you can text them to me, or whatever. I'm going to talk about Shane's podcast. I better get my pen out here so I can check off what I've done. Okay, so I've done that. Now I'm going to talk about Shane's podcast. Shane now has 7... I literally mean 7 podcasts now. I know I'm really behind. So Shane's podcast guest, the first one is with Rebecca Black, or Friday Girl. The second one is with Joey Graceffa, who he is, or hashtag Showy, as they're called. His third one is with It's Kingsley, Bitch, or Kingsley. He's on YouTube also. Acacia Brimley, who, his fourth one is with Acacia. She is one of the most hated people on Instagram, which I don't think that, but that's okay, right? And then the fifth one is with Sharknado's Tara Reed. She's from American Pie 1, 2, and how many American Pies there are, but that is besides the point. Number 6 is with Joey Graceffa and Lohanthony, which that is live from VidCon. So yeah, I love that one. And his newest and his 7th one so far is with Lucas Cruikshay, or Fred as you guys might know him. I'll play one of Fred's videos soon. So where'd my pen go? There it is. I have a lot of songs that we are going to talk about today. I'm so happy about that. I thought I'd tell you what's going on so far. I have started school. I got done with my first week of school. I like it so far. That's what I've done so far over my week. I got to see my brother from Chippewa that I don't really see very often. Another thing I want to talk about, I heard this over the radio while I was listening to Z100, that Miley, at 16, was drinking vodka, like Sky Vodka. I believe vodka is liquor, I don't know. But, all she would drink was vodka and Diet Coke at 16. I mean, really, who does that? Okay, so I talked about that. Man, I have so much stuff that I want to be doing. Covers! I'm going to go through covers that I'm going to be doing. Some covers I'm going to be doing is, I'm going to be doing a lot of Miley Cyrus covers, so look out for those. And also Lady Gaga Applause. Speaking of Lady Gaga Applause, I thought it would be pretty cool to do her song here on my podcast. For some people who don't know, the song is called Applause. It is off her new album. It is off her new album called Art Pop. Alright, so first I gotta find it. And I gotta turn my iPad up. Alright, so here is Lady Gaga Applause. And you guys might want to turn it down right now, because I'm not sure how loud this is going to be. So, see you guys after Lady Gaga Applause.
I
So that was Lady Gaga Applause. I hope you guys liked that because I did. I might as well bring some attention to this. A lot of people I know have, like, seizure attacks. Like, if they see, like, a really, like, I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how to say it. But, if you have seizures, I kind of recommend this, video for you. Only reason being is because this video is pretty much in black and white almost all the time, and there's not very much, it's not, like, really, like, fast and bright colors. So if you have seizures and you can't really watch videos, I suggest you watch this video, because, I mean, really, it works. And there's there's not really very much bright flashing colors. So check that off. Okay, so check that off. I think I might as well play Bart Baker's new songs, because he has two new ones out, and I'm so happy because oh my gosh, these are so cool, and I love them. The first one is, the Blurred Lines parody. If you don't know what Blurred Line is, watch the VMAs. If you don't know what the VMAs are, I'm sorry. Just go on YouTube, type in Blurred Lines, type in Robin Thicke, and type in Blurred Lines. And then watch that video. Or you could just listen to this one, because I think this one is freaking hilarious. So I will see you guys after Blurred Lines and talk about it a little bit more.
This song totally sucks.
Oh, don't forget Turn Down too.
Is against the law, and I'm kidding.
Someone's gonna let you off.
goat sex.
Put your hands behind your head.
Zach, you are dead.
What the fuck is this dude?
This is my daughter. You got her peggers.
Time to meet my sister.
What the hell?
Payback's a bitch.
Oh, and,
yo, guys, thanks for watching my Blurred Lines parody. If you want to see the rest of my dope parodies, click this box right here, baby. My boy Kingsley, who played Pharrell, has got a hilarious new skit out. You don't want to miss it. Click up here to check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to his ass. The dude who played T.I.'s name is Todrick Hall. He's got a sick channel also, so click his face over here to check that out. Thanks to OBK, Dave Days, and Sam Macaroni for being in this video, and Paige Kennedy for doing the voice of T.I. You can check all their channels out over here. So the winner of that Awesome Stuff Bears Instagram username is right here. This time, we are giving away this stuff, dog. All you gotta do for a chance to win is follow me on Instagram. The link is down below in the description box. Winner will be announced at the end of my next parody. Woo! You can get this song on iTunes. The link is right above my head. If you dug this video, please hit that subscribe button. You will not regret it. I promise you that. You got an idea for a parody? Tweet it at me, at Mark Baker. Maybe I'll do it. Until next time, guys, I gotta keep hashtagging my name and treating women like animals. Peace.
So yeah, that was Blurred Lines. I like that one a lot. It's one of my favorites. The stuffed dog is already given away. So if you guys want to follow him on Instagram, I'll let you listen to this. Follow him on Instagram if you haven't yet, because you might win what he says at the end of this next parody. This is the best song ever, and I like this one a lot, too, so I hope you guys like it.
So listen, boys, we can't wait for your new music video. It's gonna be the worst video of all time.
We're talking absolute total shit.
Sounds pretty bad.
Oh, it's gonna be worse than bad. We want to introduce you to our marketing guy, Marcel.
Hi. Really nice to meet you guys. I'm a huge fan. So listen, we need to figure out how to make this the worst video ever. I'm talking worse than any of your other videos. It's not gonna be easy. You've already aimlessly wandered a beach, had a tent orgy in a random open field.
That was fun.
Circle jerked in a recording studio.
I'll never forget it.
And even pretended to ski and ride motor vehicles for no reason at all.
So what can we possibly do that's worse than all that rubbish?
I think I got it.
First you take our worst song yet, then you just ain't up as a chick. You two can play gross sex. I think I should look more Jewish. This video's starting to suck dick. Can we make it total shit? We are trying to make the worst bit ever. That is why Harry is dressed up like a nerd. What about me? I'm though he needs a character. How about a homophobiographer? And I can go oh, oh, oh. And dance like a stereo. Typical gay. Now let's break stuff. Nothing in this video has to do with what we're singing, because it's a cheap promo. It's an advertisement for our horrible new movie.
Come on, guys, we need to make this worse.
Okay, but let me kiss Niall first. Now let's all friends down a hallway together. Trust this place for no reason whatsoever. I'll be on this girl's desk. I'll throw her computer.
What the hell is wrong with you crazy crackers?
Now I'm in a shopping cart. Did you know I play guitar? Nobody cares.
Flip the table.
This video is officially shitty now. But the one thing that we are still missing is a dance.
No, no, no.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Please don't
dance.
No, no, no. 1, 2, 3.
Now we are on you. We know worst days ever. It's so bad. It's giving an anesthesia.
Holy crap, guys, look at that. What are those strange creatures?
We are aliens who made the planet Earth. The human race was a big experiment. And we're sad to say, this video's proven it was a big mistake, so we now must end it. Congrats on fucking your entire planet.
Hold on, please, no, no, no. What's up the video?
It is too late.
Oh shit, we're screwed.
Yo guys, thanks for watching my best song ever parody. If you want to see the rest of my crazy parody, click this box
right here.
Props to my boy Sam Pepper for playing Louie in this video. He's got a brand new video out, and you're not going to want to miss it. Click up top to check that out, baby. Special thanks to all the awesome YouTubers in this video. You can click their faces to check out their channels. Honestly, you're not going to want to miss a single one. So the winner of the dog from the last video's Instagram username is right here. Congratulations! This time, we're giving away this jacket. Check this thing out. Are you freaking kidding me? All you got to do for your chance to win is follow me on Instagram. The link is in the description box. Winner will be announced at the end of my next parody. Oh, yeah. You can get this song on iTunes. The link is right above my head. If you dug this video, hit that subscribe button. Until next time, guys, I gotta go stop One Direction from making any more videos so the Earth doesn't actually get destroyed by aliens. Peace!
Okay, so I might as well tell you who, like, all the YouTube channels are here. It's Alex, Steve, Max, Mars, Ron, and Dility. So, those are the other people in the parody. As you said, I think I said this in maybe my second podcast, he says that the videos are up on iTunes. They are not. This one isn't yet, but the Robin Thicke one is, yeah. And I thought, speaking of Robin Thicke, and since I did Miley Cyrus in the second one, I thought I'd play something a little bit weird for you. Because if you guys saw the VMAs, you already know what I'm talking about. But you guys, I think I should show this to you. So, I gotta find it again because it did not save. Alright, so here is Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke at the VMAs. That was just an advertisement. Okay, hold on. This is a really bad. That's really bad. Maybe this is it? Oh yeah, this is going to be a lot better. So this is just the beginning of the Skies videos. Okay, so that was Miley, Robin Thicke, 2 Chainz, and some other guy. I don't know what his name is. It doesn't say. Miley Cyrus, also talking about her, came out with a new song, so I'm actually not going to type it in. I'm going to speak it in. Never mind, I can't do that. Because then that's ending, so. So I'm just going to unplug it quick because it's making a really weird sound and I don't like it. Her new song is called The Wrecking Ball. So, I have heard a little bit of this song. So, I'm not sure how good the song is. So, I'm not sure how good this is, but I hope it's good because I have not heard it all the way through. It's more of a slow song, and it's off her new album, so we are going to listen to it. So here is a song called The Wrecking Ball, and she's not made a video for it. It's all called, her album is called Blastered.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. Love, no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. Away, I will always want you. I can't.
So that was Wrecking Ball. Very interesting. I'm going on with Miley Cyrus. This was actually a thing on Shane's podcast on his 6 month with Love Anthony and Joey Graceffa. He says if you go to audiblepodcast.com/Shane, you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. One of the books that he recommended was Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, Living the Dream, The Unofficial Story. How do I know that, you might be asking? Well, I actually have the book. I have the book. It's pretty long. It is 143 pages. I have not started yet because I'm waiting to get the audiobook. So if you guys go to audiblepodcast.com/Shane, you can get a free 30-day trial and get your free book. So now I'm gonna, I said I would play one of Fred's videos, so I'm gonna find one of Fred's videos. I'm probably gonna do, the one that all of us know of by now. It's Fred Goes Swimming, which, if you don't know what that is, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't really mean that, but, what the heck, how come it's not letting me do this? Okay, so F-R-E-D, Fred. Alright. So, Fred Goes Swimming. Oh, I'm also going to play all of Fred's songs, so we're going to go with Fred Goes Swimming. This is his video.
Hey, Fred, it's really nice out, so I think I'm going to go swimming later. My mom found this really cool pool at the dump. It's really big and really deep. I think I might drown. And also, I got a letter in the mail. It might be from my dad. To Fred. What the heck is this? Haha, you probably thought this was your dad, you loser. Anyways, I told you that I know where you live. P.S. Your voice is weird. From original YouTube.com/FredOwner. So the crazy guy really does know where I live. What if he comes over here and steals all the food out of our fridge? I don't want anyone to steal our food. Oh, and I wonder why he thought my voice was weird. Well, whatever. I'm gonna text Judy on my Fitbit telling her to meet me at my swimming pool. Hey, Judy, this is Fred. Please meet me at my swimming pool. See you there. Bye. I hope she meets me there. The cat with rabies is inside my house because I like her now. She rescued me from Kevin. Here's the really big pool. It's so big. If you're wondering why I'm wearing my shirt while I'm going swimming, it's because I'm uncomfortable with my body. I'm ready to go inside the pool. One, two, three. Oh my god, it's cold. I love swimming. I love swimming. This pool is small. On TV, I saw a pool that was really big. This pool is so tiny. Give me a bigger pool, you stupid floaty. Give me a bigger pool. This pool's big enough for me because I don't ask for a lot. Oh my god, there's a shark! I'm scared. Just kidding, it's just a toy shark. I got you. Oh my god, I just peed inside the pool. My mom's gonna be so mad because she said I'm not supposed to pee inside it. Why did I do that? Oh my god, you can see through my shirt. Good thing Judy didn't come over, or else she would have saw that I peed inside the pool. She would have been grossed out.
Oh my god, look at Fred playing inside the pool with his shirt on.
No, I just am comfortable.
You must be hiding your man boobs, sicko.
No! Once again, Judy's being a brat. But she's still really pretty, so it doesn't matter if she's me. At least Kevin's
not. Let's go beat up Fred inside the pool.
No, do you want me to get the cat with rabies to bite you again, fatty? Oh my god, Kevin's chasing after me. If he even comes near me, I'm gonna go get the cat with rabies to bite him. That little rascal. Well, whatever. I guess I'm gonna go inside now because everyone's being mean to me. I hate the world, but I don't hate the neighborhood squirrels. I love them. Well, I guess I'm back inside now. I just got an IM from Kevin. Fred, don't ever ask Judy to go swimming with you again. She's mine. What in the world is he talking about? For your information, Judy said she's currently single. Whatever! Oh, and by the way, I'm really mad at Kevin because he bought a Zip It after me. And when I got my Zip It, they were really expensive, and now they're really cheap. Why did I have to spend more money than Kevin? Gosh! Okay, well, since I'm really mad, I think I'm gonna go because I don't want to take all my anger out on you. Bye!
Kevin is fat. He abuses cats. He kisses dolls. He also plays with train cars. Loser!
So that was Fred Goes Swimming, and I am going to see if I can find any of Fred's songs, because he actually has a couple songs, and they're all really good. I'm not going to play Who's Ready to Party, because I do not like it at all. But I'm gonna play the other ones I do like. The first one is The Babysitter's a Vampire, so you've probably seen that show. I like the show, but this has nothing to do with anything. And we have a word from our sponsors, a new game coming out. I guess it's Call of Duty Ghost. Yeah, that's probably what it is. But here's the Babysitter's a Vampire.
She's dressing up as Britney Spears like she was in that Hit Me Baby One More Time video. It was really awkward.
I just don't like seeing my mom in that kind of clothing.
It's very uncomfortable. But yeah, my mom hired a babysitter to watch me, and she's really creepy.
What was that noise?
I'm gonna find out what's wrong with this babysitter. Something's just not right.
And then it starts the video.
Fred, the babysitter's here.
I'm upstairs.
I'll get it.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Why don't you come in? I'll be back later. You two have fun.
There's something strange about this babysitter. She calls the blood bank and asks if they deliver. She walks by the mirror, but I don't see her reflection. I've seen Twilight. Believe me, a left an impression.
One thing I want to let you guys know, actually, Fred has two albums out. They're both on iTunes. This one is from Who's Ready to Party. He also has this one. I think you might have seen this on Nick. I don't know, but it's called Christmas is Creepy.
Be creepy.
The Santa Claus knocking on my house.
That would be creepy.
That song is from its Hackin' Christmas, and then this one is called Don't Forget to Brush.
I'm the rail, and the Walmart Super Savings event is here.
Advertisement.
On rollback, we say.
All right, here's Don't Forget to Brush. So that one is also on Who's Ready to Party. What he said is, the dentist is evil. It's not really evil. My mom's a dentist, so... Yeah, still, brush your teeth, because it will be too late. And I'm actually at the 55 mark. That's pretty weird, because pretty much this whole thing has been songs, but I'm sorry about this. I mean, this one's pretty big for me, and I've been away for a while, so I'm trying to make this one pretty, really long. Well, not long, 2 hours. Yeah, I'm not going to go 2 hours. I'll be right back once again. Sorry about that, guys. I'm back. My brother, he just got my mom's old phone, and he's using that, and he's not really working with it well. So, I think we are going to be going on to the final two songs of Fred, which I'm really happy because I like the other two because they're really good, and oh my gosh, they're so good. So we did Babysitter's Vampire, Christmas is Creepy, Fred Fringlehorn, Don't Forget to Brush. Now we're going to be doing Christmas Cash. So hope you guys like it.
Hey, it's Fred! And you are about to see the official music video for my original song, Christmas Cash! So yeah, I hope you enjoy it!
That one is also off It's a Hack in Christmas, and now finally his final one, called Tater Haters. This one is animated too. It's proven. Oh, this is not a mini clip. So the game is actually on miniclip.com. I know I haven't been talking for a while, but, I was gonna talk about a couple more things. But I first wanna get this. I'm Crafting Dead, the hardcore games, and Fantasy Craft. Those are all new Minecraft games that you can buy. I don't know what else I wanna do. Okay, this is really important. You guys really need to listen to this. I need dares. Dare Wednesday is coming up soon. It's actually Saturday when I'm recording this. I think I will do it maybe next Saturday if I'm not busy. If I'm not busy with YouTube and all my other crap, I'll do another one. Before I forget, I really want to play another song. Well, two more songs for you. The one that I have here is actually on here. It's by Carmella, and if you guys don't know what Carmella is, she's an awesome girl, and she makes this really cool song. It's called Carmella Dance. We're gonna listen to the English version, then we're gonna listen to the Japanese version. So here's the English version. Wow, right? I mean, that's the weirdest thing I've heard in my whole life. So I gotta, like, go through a process to get to the other stuff. Before I actually started recording this, I'm in the hour mark. Before I was actually, listening to this, I was actually listening to, I was listening to Pandora, I was on the radio, and, Lady Gaga's new song came on, and I was, like, kind of bummed, but I'm like, eh, I'm gonna hear it in my podcast, so why don't I just wait. I actually have, after this, one more song to say, and then I'll start talking again. Alright, so here is the, Japanese version. Hey guys, Sonic1245 here, and everyone, guess what? I am actually doing my podcast right now, and I thought I'd do a little video to go along with, I'm still talking to my podcast. Right before, I turned on the camera, I was listening to Carmelo's song, which I hope you guys like it. I mean, I love that song. I have to, remember to tell you guys, actually, not tell you guys, before I forget, I have got to play Katy Perry's brand new song called Roar. Her video is out. It's a really good video. I love it. It's a little creepy, but here is the lip dub that Joey Graceffa is doing. It's still the song, so yeah.
Oh, hello there, everyone. So, this is behind-the-scenes action footage of the lip dub that I'm doing. Check out this crazy-ass camera. And, oh, there's Strawberry 17. Oh, wait, no. Wait, is that Rosie the Riveter?
So that was Joey's version, and if you were wondering what you saw on my wrist in while I was lip singing to this, it is actually a Straight Talk wireless bracelet. I got a Walmart today. I don't know if they're doing it tomorrow, but probably they are. It's this thing where if you write your first name, they'll give a minute or something. I don't know, but. It's for a good cause, and you get a bracelet, which I did, and I also got a sticker, but I don't have it anymore. I think it's in the car. I don't know where it is. But I have not been talking for a while, and I'm only 4 minutes on my vlog. So actually, I'm gonna take my camera off my stand, and I'm gonna show you my recordings that appear. So I'm just gonna grab the camera. Okay, so now I have the camera in my hands. This is going to be very, very hard to do because I have to hold the camera also. Okay, so I'm going to show you the recording setup. Just let me change this. Oh, by the way, I'm still recording. All right, so I have all my plugins plugged in there. I have my phone, my iPod, my speaker, which I put my microphone down by when I play a song. As you see, the cord is pretty long. It runs all the way over there. It runs up here, and it connects to my Audacity computer. And I'm recording right now, and we are at the 1 minute and 17 mark. I mean, it's pretty spectacular. Now watch what happens when I talk into this. Hello? Yeah, so if you guys don't see this video, I think you, before you buy my pod, well, you're probably gonna... The podcast is free. All my podcasts are free. I have two other ones on iTunes right now. So, yeah. I'm going to put the camera back on the stand quick. So, just give me a second. Right, now the camera is back on the stand. Okay, I wasn't gonna really show you guys until tomorrow, but I kinda have to. My hair is a different color. It is blonde right here, and it's more reddish here. I am gonna be bleaching my hair soon, but I didn't really wanna show you until tomorrow. This is actually gonna be the daily vlog for today. Tomorrow I'll have a daily vlog for you guys. And then, Monday I'll have another one. Oh, coming into my channel are daily vlogs. They are coming back. If I miss a day, I'm really sorry. Like, yesterday I missed, so, but today I'm going to upload this right when I'm done with my podcast. And then you guys can buy my podcast. Unless if you see this video first. If you see this video first, you guys can already, get my podcast. You, can probably get my podcast once you see this. I hope you guys like it. Let's see, what was I gonna do now? Alright, I think, instead of doing a separate video for this, I thought I'd do it on my podcast because this is, a really big thing and I really want everyone to know who watches my videos and, my podcast, and listen to my podcast know this about me. I'm just gonna come right out and say it. I am gay. Yes, I like the opposite sex. I love the same sex I am. I love guys. And I don't see as it really as a disability or being dumb. I mean, it's okay for people to be gay or lesbian. Lesbian is girls, gay is guys. Fuck it, Low Anthony's gay also, so. This is like my coming out video. I'm sorry. But I just have to say it, and it means a lot to me, and, it's kinda, been bothering me if I don't tell anybody. I was gonna make a whole nother video about this, but I'm like, I can't take this anymore, I've gotta get out, and it says, do this last on my podcast sheet, I don't know if you saw that, but I'm really tired. I'm really tired, and I know I'm gay, but it's not really something to make fun of. I mean, it's okay. I mean, if any of my people who watch my videos or listen to my podcast or anybody who knows me is gay, I get what you're going through. I mean, I like guys. That's not really anything to be embarrassed about. I mean, you can tell your friends, but I suggest you keep it down the down low. Like, if you are gay and you don't tell your parents, I think you should tell your parents first. And then just see how they are, if they're cool with it or not. And apparently my parents are cool with it. My brother is kind of a bitch because he thinks that it's wrong to be gay, but I don't really care. Like Miley Cyrus says, and we can't stop, forget the haters because somebody loves you, because it's true. I think I should leave you guys with one more song. I don't know what it's going to be yet, because I don't really have the song planned out. I pretty much played all the songs that I got on this thing. What else should I play for you guys? Let's see. Oh, let's listen to, I have no idea what else we're gonna listen to. Because we listened to a lot of stuff before we came, before I turned on the camera. We listened to a lot of songs, and I mean a lot. I don't think I played one of these. I think I might have not played one of Art Baker's songs. He did an Austin Mahone one. And so I think I'll leave you guys with that one. And then I will, after the song is done, I will say goodbye to the camera. And then I will be done with my podcast. Third podcast done around a minute and 22 seconds. So here's Austin Mahone, What About Love parody by Art Baker. Turn it down. They're in the laboratory right now, so don't think of this as anything.
You kiss my ass, that's the last straw. okay, it's on. Swag, 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 like Donkey Kong. Swag, 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 swag. What the hell is happening?
There he goes, on colliding in his car. Singing Earthquake, we need to deactivate.
Well, 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 look who decided to wake up.
Hey, you're those four guys from NSYNC nobody remembers.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't take kindly to someone stealing our music style, you little punk.
Whoa, oh, guys, can't we just talk about this?
I don't think so.
Time to go bye, 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 Mahone.
Yo guys, thanks for watching my What About Love parody. If you want to see the rest of my parodies, you can click this box right here. Don't forget to check out Alex's channel. You can click his face up top. We are giving away these super dope, super expensive Nikes from the video. And all you gotta do is follow me on Instagram if you're not already. One lucky follower will be chosen in the next 2 weeks. And will be announced at the end of my next parody. You can get this song on iTunes. Just click the link right above my head. If you dub this video, hit that subscribe button. Until next time, guys, I gotta keep practicing my stupid-ass dancing and my douchebag poses if I want to be the next JB. Peace out. Yeah.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Goodbye. Alright, so I just stopped the camera, and I think I've been overdue. So, I hope you guys have a great day. May the odds be ever in your favor from the on the podcast. Goodbye.